DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's time for Today in History, because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been? And let's see what we have on this day throughout history. November 6th. November 6th, 1860. Going way back. 1860. Abraham Lincoln was elected to the 16th president of the United States, becoming the first Republican president. His victory triggered the secession of the Southern states and the onset of the Civil War. On November 6th, 1861, Jefferson Davis was elected president of the Confederate States of America, essentially by confirmation during the Civil War. November 6th, on 1869, the first intercollegiate American football game was held. Rutgers Scarlet Knights defeated the Princeton Tigers 6-4. In New Brunswick, New Jersey, 1869, the first intercollegiate American football game was held. On November 6, 1917, a long and brutal third battle of Fresnes, known as the Battle of Passchendaele, effectively concluding World War I. November 6, 1947, the television program Meet the Press made its debut on NBC. It would become the longest-running TV show in U.S. history, 1947. 1971, the U.S. performed its largest underground nuclear detonation. The test, codenamed Project Kanakin, was on the Inchika Island in Alaska. November 6, 1984, Ronald Reagan won re-election in a landslide over Walter Mondale, carrying 49 of 50 states. November 6, 1888, Benjamin Harrison won the U.S. presidency despite losing the popular vote to Grover Cleveland by more than 90,000 ballots. 1965, the U.S. and Cuba formally agreed to begin its Freedom Flights airlift, allowing many Cubans to immigrate to the United States by 1971. November 6, 1913, Gandhi was arrested in South Africa while leading a march of Indian miners. Though not U.S. history, it's one of the global significant events noted for this date. Some Pennsylvania history. On this day in 1906, the 1906 Pennsylvania gubernatorial election was held. Republican Edwin Sidney Stewart defeated Democrat Lewis Emery Jr. to become the governor of Pennsylvania. 1990, Pennsylvania gubernatorial election took place. Incumbent Democrat Bob Casey Sr. defeated Republican Barbara Hafner in a landslide. 1948, the Market Street Massacre occurred in Chester, Pennsylvania. A gunman opened fire from his apartment window in Market Street, killing 8 and injuring 5 before killing himself.
'DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hmm. That's pretty much what we have for today as I go through it. Jake and I were talking earlier today because, you know, I like to throw in a little sports in my history. Sad recent history in sports. We have a young man, 24 years old, a Dallas Cowboy football player who was just drafted, you said, Jake.
Last year.
Recently lost his mom and I guess was going through some sort of mental issue. Had a run-in with law enforcement for a traffic stop. It was a mere traffic stop, and he ended up running from the police in his vehicle. Got away from police in this pursuit, and he was later found. His car was later found in a search in the area. They found him with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Just a tragic, upcoming young man, bright future ahead of him. From what I understand, was a phenomenal play. You're saying recently he had a great play on Monday this just night. Past week's game.
Yeah, Monday night. This is tragic, and this is more. This isn't really a football discussion. This is more of something that's way more important. We're talking about life, and we're also talking about mental health. And Marshawn Neyland, who was drafted in the second round by the Dallas Cowboys last year, and 24 years old. And what's so tragic about all of this, Rob, is we all know about the NFL scouting combine, which usually happens the very end of February. Well, Marshawn Neyland, just 11 days before the 2024 NFL scouting combine began, his mother, Wendy, passed away unexpectedly. Some sort of illness. I don't know exactly what it was. And just reading up on him here, this was 2 months before the Dallas Cowboys drafted him. And he carried his mom's ashes with him in a necklace at all times. And his career, obviously, I mean, it was last year, as a matter of fact, when they played the Pittsburgh Steelers a Sunday night game, he suffered a torn meniscus injury. And like I talked about, just earlier this year, the season opening game against the Philadelphia Eagles, that was his first sack. And here we were, Monday Night Football at home against the Arizona Cardinals, and the Cardinals punter, Pat O'Donnell, it was blocked. It was blocked by Sam Williams, and Marshawn Neyland was there to scoop it up right in the end zone for a touchdown. Just 48 hours before this all happened. And I did manage to...
I remember seeing the play because he kept the ball and brought it back to the sideline to keep it, because as a defensive player, you don't often get touchdowns, and it was his first ever NFL touchdown. So I did see him run to the sideline still holding that ball and giving it to one of the trainers.
And when the news first broke earlier this morning about it, so it was 10:29 Eastern time when the Dallas Cowboys, when they posted a statement, it is with extreme sadness that the Dallas Cowboys share that Marshawn Neyland has tragically passed away this morning. Marshawn was a beloved teammate and member of our organization. Our thoughts and prayers regarding Marshawn are with his girlfriend Catalina and his family. And the sad thing is, Rob, I mean, I don't really want to get into the details too much, but some of the audio that was obtained during one of the calls, and I guess here Marshawn had told his girlfriend that he was going to end it all, and that she mentioned to them that he was having like one of those mental episodes. And what's so heart-wrenching about all of this is the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott, their quarterback. And I've talked about Dak so many times before on your show and different other shows that I've produced on here. Dak Prescott is an incredible leader. I don't care what anyone says about him. Dak, unfortunately, has gone through so many tragedies in his life, whether it was when he was in college at Mississippi State, losing his mom to stage 4 colon cancer in 2013, and then in 2020, right at the height of the pandemic, his brother committed suicide. And Dak has been such an incredible advocate for mental health awareness, and I've seen it so many times before, where he's worn almost kind of like a wristband. And Dak's number, of course, is number 4. The significance of that, of course, like I talked about, his mom with stage 4 colon cancer. And on that wristband, it says, "Ask for help," but with the number 4, not FOR. Like, this is so tragic, so heartbreaking. I mean,
what this young man did for a living, playing football probably long before high school as a youth player, and then in through high school and college, and now in the NFL. I hope the NFL, and I hope Jerry Jones even, takes the lead in doing some sort of study. I mean, was there some sort of TBI that he was dealing with? Was there some sort of concussion issue that caused him to go down this path? Or was it just purely, you know, a mental health issue? Yeah. But if it was caused by physical trauma that often occurs in sports like football, they need to, and we're seeing it more and more, usually later in the careers of players or after they retire. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't take that long. I mean, you know, when my kids were playing sports, you know, it was your second concussion, you're done. You know, that was it. You know, one, you know, they happen. You have a second one, we can't take these risks anymore. And, you know, that's the way we looked at it as parents to protect our children. And, but, you know, a lot of these things go undiagnosed. You know, the players, it was normal to have your bell rung and just walk it off or shake it off. And thankfully, they're paying much more attention to that now. But I would really like them to see, because how fast this progressed. And I understand he's had some mental trauma in his life with his mom passing and the things that he's dealt with. And he had the wherewithal to call people and tell them that he was ending it. Yeah. I would really like them to look at to see what kind of trauma, you know, he was through as far as his sport, to get a better grasp on it.
And I will close with this. Jane Slater, who's a part of NFL Network, and she covers the Dallas Cowboys. She's actually over in Germany this weekend for the game with the Colts and the Falcons, but still reported about it on NFL Network, and this is what she tweeted. She said, "As coaches, players, and fans react to the shocking news this morning of Marshawn Nealon's death, a note from his former defensive coordinator, Mike Zimmer, to me." Mike Zimmer was their defensive coordinator last year. "He was a great person, eager to learn, wanted to be great. He didn't take any crap from anyone on the field. He studied hard, loved playing the game, tough. My last conversation with him was, keep being you. You're going to have a great career."
Well, far too young, and hopefully, you know, they get to the bottom of it. Appreciate your input, Jake, as always.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.